Jermaine, thanks for doing this. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. I'm not sure I've ever seen anyone more excited to join the Giants. Certainly not my 7 years of doing this. Why is that? And especially given the context that they haven't won very much in the last 7 years.
Yeah, I think that for me, my excitement just comes from this franchise as a whole. You know, I grew up in Jersey when I moved from London, but also the first team I ever saw, which I saw play football, was the Giants. And, you know, that helmet and that uniform just sticks out to me, and there's no one across the world. So for me, coming here to this franchise was always a dream. And, I mean, you say they haven't won that much, but I've watched them a number of times, and, you know, who knows, maybe you, like, I'm the missing piece from just helping them get towards that. My goal here is to help them win and, you know, be on the offensive line and protect Daniel and open up holes for the running backs and, you know, let the receivers catch the balls down the field and, you know, do my job. At the end of the day, I'm here to do my job and to help this team win and to add on to the culture, because I feel like they have really a culture here with Daboll and Mike Kafka, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Kafka is the OC. And so, you know, I'm really excited to be here. I think that this team's really up on the up and up, and like I said, I'm really excited to play a part in that.
So you grew up here, so you know this, or at least you went to high school here, so you know this. Some places offensive linemen kind of fly under the radar. That definitely is not the case with the Giants. We pay an incredible amount of attention to the offensive line in good times and bad. How do you feel about kind of that spotlight and the pressure that comes with trying to rebuild an offensive line that gave up 85 sacks last year?
I mean, shoot, I love the pressure. I feel like I thrive under that. And, you know, playing tackle in the NFL, that's, you're already under a bunch of pressure, because you can have 60 good plays, but if you have the one bad play, that's all everyone's going to talk about. And, you know, I had to deal with that this year where, you know, I'd have really good games, but then that one play, that's all everyone would talk about. But it, like, how you recover from that and how you play the next week is really all that matters, in my opinion. You know, the Giants, I know that all the eyes are on you, and, you know, everyone talks about the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. I feel like those are the two most talked about teams in the NFL. And so being offensive lineman here, I'm really excited for the opportunity and the challenge of that also. And, you know, to get out there against all the great defenses we're going to play against this year and the great D-lines we're going to play against. And I love the challenge, if I'm being honest with you. I think that you can watch me on film and see how I do under pressure, because I've been under pressure a lot my career, especially coming from where I've come from to, you know, go from there to where I'm at right now and to be at this point in my career where I feel like I'm finally hitting my stride. I'm really excited for that, and just to play my role on this team and help the guys around me get better and be that vet presence for them. Because, you know, I'm only 29 years old, but I think I'm the vet in the room, which sucks, you know, because I feel like I'm still a young guy too. But I'm really excited to, you know, meet AT, meet Evan, meet JMS, meet Runyon. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of talent there and a lot of potential. And like I said, I hope I can be, you know, just one of the people that helps uplift everyone and, you know, help everyone reach their potential. And there's a lot of guys in that room already reached their potential, but they can still play at even higher level. I'm one to believe that, you know, you can always be better than you already are. And so, you know, I'm going to help bring that to the O-line room, just bring the positivity and bring the energy. And, you know, hopefully that translates to the field and we're going to work hard. You know, I know Carm's going to work us and push us, and I'm just really excited for the challenge.
Thank you.
No problem.
Hey, Valentine.
Hey, Jermaine. Welcome to the Giants.
Appreciate it.
You mentioned a role.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an idea, you know, what you expect your role to be at this point, or haven't you gotten there yet?
Nah, that's one thing that's helped me get to this position right now is my versatility. You know, I've played left tackle, left guard, right tackle. You know, we have a really good left tackle. You know, Evan Neal is a really good player, in my opinion. I think he has a lot of potential. I'm really excited to play with Runyon and JMS. So, you know, I play wherever I'm needed. That's my thing, and I feel like that's what's helped me stay in the league this long and, like I said, get to the position that I'm just really versatile. So wherever I'm needed and wherever helps this team win is where I'm going to be.
And, you know, with Ryan kind of hinted at it a little bit, the Giants' offensive line has been kind of a sore point, you know, for a number of years here. In your mind, you know, what does it take to make a good offensive line, and how can you help that?
I think it takes hard work, determination, and just grit. You have to be able to put your hand in the dirt and just hit someone in the mouth and, you know, come back and do it again and again and again and again and again. And, you know, no offensive line is perfect. The best tackles in the league, in my opinion. I think AT's one. I think Lane's another. Panay, Trent. You can watch the film, and there's always going to be that one play where they could have did better. No one's perfect, and no one's going to play a perfect game. It's not like you're going to, you know, it's not like you're a basic player. You're going to strike out for eight straight innings. That's I don't think that's possible as an offensive lineman. You're always going to have that one play where you know you could have done better. And so you have to have the mentality of next play. It's next play, next play, next play. And I think that when you have that type of mentality, but then also you are determined and you know what's going to, like, you know what's coming. You prepared the entire week for that one game, for that one play where you know they're going to give you their everything. And when you stop that, that's when you can become a really good offensive line to anticipate what they're going to do and stop that. Because once you do that, then you're in their head. And once you're in their head, you can do whatever you want during the game. And so that's the way I think. And I'm really excited to get around the guys in the offensive line room, because if I can just be that presence for them and just, you know, be a leader and just add on to what they're already doing, I think that we have the potential to be a really good offensive line. And, you know, like you said, I'm sure they've come under scrutiny for the past couple of years, but I like Runyon. I think he's a really good player. Like I said, Evan Neal has a ton of potential, and I'm really excited to get around him. JMS was a rookie last year, and it's hard to play in this league as a rookie, because I remember my rookie year, I sucked, if I'm being honest with you. And so, you know, getting thrown into the, like, fire as a rookie, as a center, that's freaking impressive. And then AT, I mean, he's a Pro Bowl All Pro. He just needs to keep doing what he's doing. And so, like I said, I want to, you know, mesh into the group and just add on to whatever they're doing and just, you know, like I said, be that positive person and bring the energy and just be a leader in that room and just continue to add on to what we're doing and just keep improving.
Thank you.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Jermaine. Welcome.
Appreciate it.
You mentioned Carm before. Obviously, you were with him in Vegas. Just curious if you had a scouting report, and was it important for you when you were considering your options to kind of follow here with the Giants, or was that just an added bonus?
Yeah, I mean, well, if you really look at my production, my best 2 years came under Carm, and to have someone like Carm who just believes in you and is going to go to war for you and going to go to bat for you in that room up there, and is going to, you know, give you tough love, but also, you know, do what needs to be done and help you in ways that you need to be helped, that goes a long way. And, you know, I've been around the league long enough to know that not every team is blessed to have a O-line coach that knows the game like him, but then also is going to be as technical as him and, you know, knows the things that he knows. He got to study under one of the best O-line coaches, if not the best O-line coach to ever coach in the NFL, Dante Scarnecchia. And so, you know, to have that experience, that's huge. And, you know, I think that would be really huge for the young guys to learn from him and, you know, to take his coaching to help them, you know, take that next step in their progression as an offensive lineman.
How aware are you when you come here and you ask for the number 72, the recent legacy of the team that you talked about watching for the first time back in 2007, and who wore that and his run to the NFL?
Yeah, OC is my guy. Actually asked them if I could wear that number because, you know, they asked me if I wanted to wear 72, but I knew the history behind it and, you know, the player that wore it and really represented that number well for the Giants. And so I asked him about it, and he's like, you know, absolutely, do your thing. The only thing I got to do, like, I made a promise to him that I'll make sure I played at an extremely high level for him and, you know, try to match his energy on the field. Because he, if you really watch him, you could see just the energy he brought to the game and the excitement and just how happy he was to play the game. And, you know, I plan to follow suit and just try to recreate that. But as an offensive lineman, you know, if you watch my film, I think you see that I bring excitement and just, you know, a passion of this game and just love of this game. And I just love being an offensive lineman. It's the coolest thing in the world to get to put your hands in the dirt and just hit people for fun and get paid to do it, you know. So, and you can do it with a smile on your face too. So, you know, I'm really excited for that. I'm really, I was over the moon that 72 was available, and to get to represent him and the number 72 as a Giant, you know, it's a dream come true for me.
Thanks a lot, man.
No problem.
We'll take three more. Kim Jones.
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm amazing.
I'm so excited that you mentioned Dante Scarnecchia. I had a one-on-one opportunity with him several years ago, and he told me his philosophy with the offensive linemen that he coaches is, you give me the effort, I'll coach the rest and make you the best you can be. Mm-hmm. Is that something that, whether he said exactly those words to you ever, or you ever had a conversation with him, is that kind of what you're talking about when it comes to being an O-lineman?
100%. I think that with Scar, what his main lesson was, if you give me everything you have, I'll handle the rest, and I will do everything that needs to be done to help you be as successful as possible, keep you in the league as long as you can, and just do everything I can for you. And I think that's the same thing as offensive linemen. You have to be able to give everything you have every single day. You know, some days are going to suck. You know, some days you're going to wake up sore, beat up, you know, can't really walk great, your ankle's swollen, your knee's swollen, your hands hurt, your fingers are all messed up. But you got to have that dog inside of you to be like, all right, look, you know, today's probably going to suck, but I'm going to give everything I have. And if I do that, then I got better. You know, I'm a true believer in getting 1% better every single day. And that's something Carm preaches as well, getting 1% better. You know, what can you do today to make yourself better than you was yesterday? And I'm a firm believer in that. And so, you know, having that mentality is a big part of being an offensive lineman. You can ask any offensive lineman in the NFL, how do you feel? Like, do you feel 100% every single day? And some of them are going to say they haven't been 100% since their rookie year. Shoot, it's hard to find a player in the NFL right now that gives everything they have and ask them if they're 100%. I bet you a lot of them will say no. And so as offensive linemen, you have to find that place where you're comfortable at being uncomfortable. That's the biggest thing, in my opinion, because you're never, ever going to be comfortable. There's always going to be someone out there that's, you know, gunning for your position. There's always going to be that defensive lineman out there that's the next big thing. You know, the NFL's hyping him up. He's a monster. He's this, he's that. But you got to find that place within you where you're going to go out there and lock him up, where you're going to dominate him, and then everyone's going to be talking about you or talking about the next guy, and you go out there again and block the next guy, and you keep going. And so that's my mentality as an offensive lineman. The next play, 1% better every single day, and just be comfortable being uncomfortable.
I'm sorry that this is something I should know. Could you please tell me how to pronounce your last name?
Illuminor.
Illuminor?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have it pretty close?
No, that's perfect. If you, Illuminor? I mean, I tell people just like really enunciate the E, so it's like Illuminor.
Illuminor, okay. There you go. My name's Jones, so I get it easy. So that's why I feel that. I'd like to make sure I know. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
Patty Traina.
Hey, Jermaine, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Nice to meet you and welcome.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you. Jermaine, I just want to follow up on Carm, if I could. Can you talk a little bit about how he has worked with you to make you into the player that you are? Obviously, you've had growth every year in the league, but what specifically has Carm done to kind of get you to the level that you're at now?
Yeah, well, I met Carm my first year in New England, and it was actually his first year, too. He got hired from Youngstown State. And so me and Carm have really grown together in the league. If you really look at it, every single year, I've only not been with Carm for 1 year of my career, which is when I got to Vegas with John Gruden. And so me and Carm, our progression has been similar, him as a coach, me as a player. And it's just having that trust in him and that belief that if I give him everything I have, he's going to give me everything he has. And he's going to coach me hard, but he's going to love me harder. And I'm gonna go out there and do everything I can to just show how good of a coach Carm is. And I think that Carm has gotten a lot better as a coach over the last couple of years because he's really started to believe in himself and know that he's a talented coach and he can really coach people and help them improve their game. And I think you see that with the offensive lines we've had in Las Vegas. You know, we haven't had the best record, but if you really look at the offensive line, we've been pretty damn dominant, and that's because of Carm's teaching and then also our love of the game. You know, me, Colton, Greg Van Vroten, Andre James, Dylan Parham, Lusher, Alex Barzal's at right guard. We built chemistry, and you know, we listened to Carm in meetings. We practiced during practice. He worked us hard, and we love that. And then we were able to go out there on a Sunday and just dominate people, and I think that's what he brings to this game. He's going to coach you hard, but he's going to love you harder. But then also, if you trust him and you listen to him and, you know, you do the drills right, then you're going to go out there and you're going to be pretty damn successful.
Now, Carm also believes in position flexibility. Is that correct?
Yep, 100%.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Last one, Charlotte Carroll.
Hey, Jermaine, nice to meet you.
You
Thanks
too.
Thanks for doing that in New York. I just had a quick question. I imagine you've since talked to Carm. What was his response like and kind of the communication that you had with him once he found out you were coming to New York?
Yeah, he was excited. I got to talk to him yesterday when the new league year started, and he was just over the moon. You know, for me to be able to be under him again and to learn from him more and continue my progression in the NFL is a really dope thing. I don't think a lot of guys get the opportunity I have to just be with the same coach in three different positions in three different teams. I've been with him in New England, Las Vegas, and now the Giants, and that's really huge for me because I've been with him for so long. He knows me like a book. I know him like a book, so we can kind of, you know, feed off each other's energy, and I can go out there and just continue to, you know, add on to what I did last year and the progression I made last year, because I feel like I made huge leaps. And so I'm really excited to just keep learning under him, keep getting better, and just keep progressing as an offensive lineman.